three.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be the way to do. That's what Boat Right.
Staff needs time to get their stuff together too.
Then they'd have been. Yeah, that's true. Actually.
All right, Scott, are we broadcasting? All right, very well. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culkin. We're on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's December 12th for informal on case number PU12779, Burke Divide Electric Co-op / Sheridan Electric Co-op Divide County Service Area Agreement. I don't have any opening comments, but I'll just go around and see if my colleagues, Commissioner Fetch and Kramer, have anything, and then take appearances at the table.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome.
And we're joined by, from staff?
Jerry Leon.
And from the companies?
Deborah Hopparth with the Pringle and Harrison Law Firm for Burke Divide Electric Cooperative. And on the phone should be Jason Brother, General Manager of Burke Divide Electric.
Jason, are you out there? This is Brian.
Yes, Brian, I'm here.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll turn up the volume a little bit so we can hear you, Jason. With that, I don't have any opening comments unless my colleagues do. I think Deb will just turn it right over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioners. Chairman, what I offer today will be the, our evidence as well in the informal hearing. We provided a joint application for approval of the service area agreement between Burke Divide Electric Cooperative, Inc. and Sheridan Electric, Inc. We filed that on September 27th. Along with that was a service area agreement, which was signed by the companies on August 29th of 2012, along with a map outlining that service area. I know it's a little unusual to have two rural electric co-ops with the service area agreement. However, there had been a long-standing agreement between both cooperatives regarding this boundary, so to speak, in the county for many years. And so we have not received any copies of any objections by anyone. We think this is in the public's best interest to, you know, having disagreements, particularly about who would serve any particular loads. The bulk of these loads, of course, would be probably oil-related, but now everyone knows which area that they're going to develop up in that area. So we would ask that to be approved, and I'm open to any questions from the commission.
So did you just offer all of this?
I did, yes,
all right.
Your Honor.
Thank you very much. We certainly receive it.
Okay.
I guess, Jason, did you have anything to add before we start with more questions?
No, Brian, commissioners and chairman, thank you very much for listening to this. I'll just say earlier the day I called the manager from Sheridan, Rick Nick, who him and I have been in contact quite a bit, and I asked him if there was anything else that he wanted to bring up. Together, the two co-ops, Deb laid it out pretty good there. We've had a long-standing line over there, and by defining it, we're able to work with our commercial customers and even native load customers to show them, you know, hey, you know, you have to call Burke Divider, you got to call Sheridan, because they're, you know, a lot of people don't understand and what's going on in this way. It will just clear it up better for us. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people also don't know that Sheridan serves in the Burke or in the Divide County. So it helps in a couple ways for the two co-ops. So we're all on the same page with this thing, and I have not heard anything as well as any negative comments or anything. So.
Okay, very well. So, was there any particular areas of concern? You said everything went very well, but when you first looked at it, was there any areas that were kind of gray areas that required further discussion, or was it very easily laid out?
Well, here's where, as you know, this thing was drawn up before I was ever at Burke Divide way back, and there was a, in the map, there's like a little notch in one of the maps there, and we had the, between the two co-ops, we just had to figure out why was that notch there, and going back into old minutes, and I'll tell you, it was way back into the 40s, we found out why there was a notch there, and hey, we just had to make sure that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't misrepresented or whatever, but it was definitely spelled out, and the reason for the spell out, and it actually went back to who was able to serve what member quicker at that time. So, you know, that was the only little thing that we had to work out in the agreement to make sure that it was correct before we put it in stone, so to speak.
Okay, perfect. I don't have any questions for either Deb or Jason, Commissioner Kramer? Or
no, I do not either. I mean, it looks like a pretty clean agreement. And I noticed that the agreement does reference that there may be some legacy customers in one territory that would now be in the other, but they would continue to be served, or at least that's in the agreement. Are there any practical applications of that you can think of?
I don't believe so. No, I don't believe so. I think they're being served with consent of both cooperatives, and it's a matter of who could provide the power. Is that right, Jason?
That is correct.
Okay. No, I have no questions. It looks great.
Commissioner Fetch?
No, it looks pretty straightforward. There's a couple more days, till the time runs for comments to be filed or requests for hearing. But, Jerry, have we received any thus far?
No, the comment period is open through Friday.
So, no, I don't. Looks good to me.
I just thought of one thing. We had an earlier motion today in our commission meeting that extended the life of a service area agreement. How long is this in effect for? Is this a 10-year, a 20-year, or I don't remember reading that. That doesn't mean it wasn't in there.
It wasn't.
I don't believe we've had it. I don't think we have a time frame on it. I mean, this, as Jason said, it went back to the 40s. There is a signed one that is described nearly identically without a map from 1990. So, I suppose if the commission liked, we could amend it.
No, absolutely not. I just was curious if there was something however you want to do is fine, because then I would assume it would run in perpetuity unless somebody wants to bring it back.
Here's my view is that because it's two co-ops, we don't put any kind of time frame in it, because you know what? The line's been there. We understand where the line kind of is, but we just wanted it defined. Some of this came from some Montana rulings as well, because you remember Sheridan, had some stuff happen over there, and so we don't put a time frame on it. And here's the other thing: I believe I heard one of the commissioners ask about some encroaching territory things. What we do is, as co-ops, we still work together. I mean, if I can't serve a load due to restrictions on voltage or something like that, I'm going to call Sheridan and say, "Hey, Rick, can you guys get to this?" And we may have to, amend some a piece of one service or something like that. So there's really no time frame, and it gives us some leeway to work with each other as well.
Okay, perfect. Jerry, you did offer a memo. Did you have anything you wanted to add to the discussion?
No, you have the memo there, and the staff recommendation is to approve it.
And there are no franchises or anything involved in this, probably. So.
No, because it's in the county.
No, there are no cities involved, yeah.
So I would try to put it on the 21st agenda to get it done.
That sounds very good to me.
Sounds good. I would support it.
Okay. With that, I guess you just had one final question. Jason, I'm just curious, Jason, if your golf game has improved now that you're out there in the Wild West.
Let's see.
I think we know.
Are you willing to bet me?
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, with that, unless there's anyone else has anything else, I would close the informal on case number PU12779. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, commissioners and staff.
Sure was.
Someone has left the conference.
Jason Rothen.
Who would do that to their kid?
So, is this your only real electric one set?
No, it's our second one. Yeah, the first one was McLean Electric.
Yeah.